Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast about skincare, makeup, beauty, the influencer world in general, with myself, James Walsh.
And me, Robert Welsh.
Walsh, with a C-H at
with
the end
an
of
S-C-H.
It.
S-C-H.
Yeah. Not Walsh. You all right?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, it started raining, look.
I'm so happy. Something, you know, what's been really disappointing the past 2 weeks,
we've been having this
heat wave in the UK, and you look at your weather app and you're like, oh my god, finally, it's going to rain for the next 2 weeks, and you wake up and it's a summer's day.
Every single day, it's been saying, it's going to rain. I think there is somebody at Apple headquarters who sits by a window and updates the app as the weather's happening, because it doesn't predict anything.
And it starts raining, like, oh, now it's raining.
Yeah. 90% chance of rain. But it's nice. I feel like my grass really needs it.
Listen, I'm sure everyone's grass really needs it today.
Don't we all need grass at the end of the day?
Aren't we all just a piece of grass?
Grass? Yeah. No, you are right.
Yeah, no, I know.
Liskin. Anything happening?
That's not the question.
No, just in general. What else is happening? We usually have a longer talk.
Oh, do we? Oh, whatever to discuss. No, nothing really. Nothing's really been going on. I feel like the world of beauty has been a bit quiet for the past month, maybe.
It has been, you know.
There's been releases, but nothing worth like being like, wow.
Crazy. Mm. Yeah. On that note, Robert Walsh. Listen, our last name is the easiest last name ever.
Right.
It's the most basic, but people still struggle with it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is that W-A-L-C-H? It's like, why would Welsh ever be spelt like that? It's the weirdest thing. Why is that the go-to?
Is that a silent C-H?
Do you know what confuses me as well? Listen, I love Americans. I would love to go back to America one day. But do Americans... I've noticed... in a lot of films and reality TV I've been watching, that they always ask for a hot tea.
Mm.
Is their tea by default cold?
Iced tea.
But why do they say hot tea instead of a tea? Like, when we're making a tea, we aren't like, oh, I'm going to make myself a hot tea, because tea is hot.
When was the last time you drank iced tea?
Like, never.
Or saw iced tea on it. Yeah, we don't have iced tea here.
So by default out there, they just say hot tea because their default is cold. Okay, that makes sense. I'm just checking.
So. But I think because obviously most of it's warm as well. Actually, that's like not really the case. But yeah, because they have like really nice iced tea flavors. Whereas we have to Google how to make iced tea homemade.
Yeah, and then like 2 buckets of sugar. I'm like, we don't have that.
Get a picture. What's a picture?
Yeah. Listen,
yeah.
Is there anything you've been loving this week?
Oh god, I'm really gonna figure out this one today. All these questions. The only thing I can think of, really, that I've been really loving, really, actually. Oh god, James, maybe you should go first.
Well, do you know what, actually? okay, so I know we both have not issues with Revolution, but I know we kind of don't quite take to them. Like, if they were a person, they'd be the person would be like polite to.
They would be like, you know what, we're all going away.
Yeah. We could be cordial.
And then we would all sit around and we'd be like, should we invite Revolution? Because I like them, but sometimes they can be a little bit annoying.
They do the annoying thing. Like, just when you're fighting for them, they do something stupid, like copy someone's packaging.
Right.
However, Revolution is available in so many different countries where a lot of brands don't ship to. India being one of the main ones, right? And I refuse to review them for a long time for the reason of I feel like they don't just do dupes, they take it one further and do direct copies, right? Yes, and I was like, I'm not going to support that. However, I think as a reviewer and influencer, sometimes we have to review brands that we necessarily don't like if it means other people can benefit from it, right?
Yeah,
so Revolution do things like, you know, when it comes to skincare, they do like Alternative to the Ordinaries and the Inky List, which isn't available everywhere. And one product I picked up from Revolution is their Hydra Burst sunscreen. This is an SPF 30. I'll show you there. You can go on our Instagram to see pictures if you like. Well, it's inspired by Korean sunscreen, and it's made in Korea. So basically, I feel like they got a lab in Korea, packaged it, and they send it everywhere. This is good, in my opinion, because a lot of the countries that Revolution ships to can't get their hands on Korean or Japanese sunscreens. And I say Korean or Japanese because they are some of the best.
Yes.
If you could get either or, that's great. And you know what? It's a good sunscreen. It's just like many of our favorite Korean sunscreens in pump packaging, which is one of my favorite because I feel like it makes it easier to dispense the product and know exactly how much you're using. And it's, but there's nothing special about it. It's just a very good sunscreen. It's very hydrating. If you're after that, you know, not chalky, not pilly kind of hydrating sunscreen, that's a good option to go for.
And does it have, like Korean sunscreens, does it have that more like liquid feeling, that more like watery feeling to it? Or would you say it's more sunscreen-y?
Hi, Robert Welsh.
Hi, James.
It's a good mix in between. So the Japanese sunscreens are the watery almost textures that you're like, how am I going to put this on my skin? It's falling all over your hands.
Yeah.
In most cases. And then the Korean are kind of that lightweight moisturizer kind of feel to it.
Right.
This is like a little bit thicker than that, I would say, but still great for people with oily skin because it does go on so elegantly. And it's not heavy. It's not greasy at all.
Yeah, really elegant press.
Don't laugh at elegant. Elegant formulation is a fine word to say.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You're just not used to elegance.
Yes, I'm not used to elegance.
Have you thought about anything yet?
You know what I have, and this is a surprise for me. I've been really finding myself the past 2 weeks. It turns out I love spoons to put makeup on with.
What?
So, one thing I hate, right, really fucking hate, is magnetic lashes. You know, we tried
them once,
right?
You've been on a journey with magnetic lashes.
Yeah, the ones where you have the top lash and a bottom lash for one eye, and you have to try and line them up, and then they magneticize together.
Magneticize.
Awful. Hate them. Disgusting. Mm-hmm. You can't get them close enough to the lash line. Instantly, you have to practice. I have no time to practice things. I've done my practicing. I'm Ewald, you know?
You're Ewald now.
I'm Ewald. And I know for a long time there have been these liquid liners that are kind of magnetic and you put the magnetize, right?
Yes.
And it magnetizes onto that. Now, I've used some of these before, the cheaper ones that are kind of like drop shipped from AliExpress, and the brands are just selling them like it's their own thing, putting their own logos on them. Right. And one thing I found really terrible about them is the magnets pulled off the liner, and it kind of made the liner wobbly.
Right.
And it kind of pulled the liner down over time. I have been using a brand recently called Glamnetic. And they recently had, like everyone else for some reason at the moment, a collection with Sanrio. And they had these really cute, they're like, have I shown you the little suitcases?
No.
Oh my God. Let me, I'll be one second.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. I'll sing, I guess. Does it ever drive you crazy? Does it feel the night changes? Oh, cute. Give me one of them.
No, you don't need one of these. Let me just open a packaging loudly on camera. Oh, yeah. I need to keep my headphones on. Oh, I'm not used to recording these things. So it's a little suitcase.
Oh, isn't that cute? I love that. Gooditama.
Yeah, and inside is a pair of lashes. I've just chosen a little natural lash to show. Mm-hmm. And a liquid liner that's like a felt tip pen, which is kind of the best kind. And I found this one is really, really powerful, really strong. I don't like liquid liner on a look. So all I've been doing is dotting the liquid liner along the lash line.
Like glue dots.
Right. And then sticking the magnetizing the lash on.
Magnetized.
Right. And it looks incredible. And it's really strong. Like you can tug on the lash a little bit and it pulls your eyelid. So it's really good. And it washes off easily with like a good oil-based makeup remover.
Yeah. I was literally about to ask how easy does that come off?
James, hi. Very easy.
Oh, good to see you. That's good to know.
Great
because
to see
sometimes
you again.
It can be a little bit, does it feel a little bit powdery as well? Like when you're wiping it away, does any shit get in your eyes or like, is it
no,
right?
it does come off almost like you could, once you've kind of got the oil involved, you can almost peel it off, but it's not as messy and it's not as painful as some of the other ones were, because sometimes you have to scrub and it's like trying to remove like rust from something, you know?
Because it's obviously got magnetizer size pieces.
There's magnet. There's chunks of magnets in it. They've just cut up bits of magnets and mixed it in with a liner.
These
are really good. A little bit pricey, I think, for what they are, because I do...
How much are they?
I can't remember. I'll be honest with you, James. I can't remember. You know why? Because I bought the whole collection.
Right. Go to our Instagram. Go to our Instagram. How much they are.
You'll see. I don't know, but I believe they were off a price.
All right.
That's good to know.
All right. So let's see that.
All right. Let me just mix my drink.
Yeah. Oh, let's both. What are you drinking?
James, I've made a grave mistake today with my drink.
What happened?
So here, I got really overexcited. We ordered from Costa on Deliveroo, and there was the gingerbread option, and I was like, I'm so fucking sick of summer.
Already?
Yeah, I was so sick of summer. Oh, I was like, get me an iced gingerbread latte. Listen, gingerbread is not a cold option.
It's not a cold
option. It should not be a cold option.
Why on earth?
I got carried away. I made a grave mistake.
You did.
And I admit that.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Even caramel in like cold is too much for me. Caramel. Yeah, I have caramel. To have like vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have a gingerbread iced latte.
It's horrible, but I can't stop.
Sounds fucking gross.
James, there's a bit of whimsy to this drink. Bit of Christmas whimsy.
Bit of Christmas whimsy. Listen, speaking of the future, today we're actually going to be talking about the trends for 2022, your face and you. That's the name of this podcast.
Is it actually?
Marcus.
Oh, I'm going to call you. Oh, I love that, James.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Wow. 2022 is a year we're all going to go on holiday.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be what? I don't know.
Like what?
I don't know, like going away.
We're going to be going on holiday.
Yeah.
So listen, Trend Analytics have released their official report of the trends that will shape 2022.
What do you think about trends, right? Because in my opinion, I remember working in makeup and you would almost get like, well, I guess I do differently now, but you know, when you did like actually makeup, you would get like...
I don't know what you just said.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've done like
a trend
freelance
report,
makeup, right? Work. Yeah, or a trend report. Okay. But right. Every year it would be the same thing. So you would start off in like, I don't know, where does it start? I guess the beginning of the year. But there would always be a neon trend, a bronze trend, a simple, in quotes, like blush, you know, like a natural skin trend. And it'll be the complete opposite, like a deep tone trend, which will be usually like winter.
Yeah.
And to me, trends always just come back around and repeat the same thing. And I think everyone can see that, even in clothing and the styles. And it's almost like in decades as well.
Yeah, when we did the fashion reports, it was always like, what decade is repeating this year?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And what merge of another decade is it? Yeah. Doing? It's always be the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, what, you know, extreme different cut is going to be in season. Mm-hmm. But then really when it comes to it, these trends you only really saw in the trendiest people. Do you know what I mean? So these are probably things that you're going to see makeup artists doing. These are things that you're going to see like
you know. Saying that, though, another trend that would always happen in makeup every year that would repeat itself is a graphic liner trend.
Yeah.
Every time. They'll be like, we're going to see graphic liners. And it's like, but you're not. But I feel like people do that more. People are so experimental with makeup and a little bit more.
You know
out
what
there.
It is? It's Gen Z. It's Gen Z.
They do what
us millennials wanted to do.
Yeah.
They actually do the trends so well.
Yeah.
So listen, let's get into it. Let's allow some time for a commercial advert break.
Let me drink my whimsical drink while an advert plays.
Okay. I think of Christmas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay.
I'm honestly looking at the trend report here. I'm pretty excited about what is to come, because reading these trends, I think it's actually gonna happen. We did an
episode
back
in
April.
Can I interrupt you really quickly? Because I'm learning, James.
Well, I guess.
I'm trying to learn. These trends, what does it encompass? Makeup and clothing?
Makeup and skincare. Hair, makeup, skincare.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Beauty. Rub it. Yeah. Beauty. But I can see this happening because I think we're already on the way there.
Right.
So let's talk about the overall theme of 2022, and that is Omniverse. So
what?
This Omniverse.
What does
this
that mean?
So it's like what they've called it. It's like it's stepping into the future of beauty. So we're talking about Omniverse explores high-tech advancements as the industry ushers in a new era of innovation. Enter alternative realities with 3D filters and otherworldly graphics.
Did you say area?
I could have said area, and that's exactly what I meant to say. So for example, this is heavily inspired by Cupboard 19. I don't know if we can say that word. I don't know how podcasts
work.
How can
you be how can trends be inspired by COVID-19?
Robert, because there are nearly 3,000 average weekly searches for virtual try-ons. Not being allowed to actually go out and try stuff on. People are virtually trying on clothing, glasses, makeup through the use of filters. Obviously, they can't do skincare and stuff like that. But it's up 125% on last year. So, like, that's, yeah. You know, like, yeah, like, so many people are doing this because I guess we've had no other choice but to do this. I feel like this is something that the industry's tried to do for such a long time. It's always been really shit. You know,
it's never fucking worked. It's one of the most awful things. We're like, try on this lipstick and you click on it and the lips are by your nose.
It's
like flickering on your face. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, that looks great.
But this thing is, even basic filters that you find on Instagram that users are making themselves are actually pretty decent now.
That's very true. They are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoever makes the filters on TikTok, I don't know what witchcraft they're using. But they're very, 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 very
The only
cold.
Thing I think of is that they've been in your home and seen you. And
they
made
must
that
have been in your home.
To fit your face exactly.
And that's the next trend, is people in your home.
People hiding in your house.
Up 200%.
Get the look.
Listen, one I'm super, super interested in, talking about the merge of technology and the beauty industry. Mm. The global esports market is estimated to be worth $17 billion, growing at 44%, whatever that means. No, hang on. Growing at 44 dollars why, I don't know.
Basically, listen, this isn't a Wall Street podcast.
We aren't the Wall Street
podcast. We don't
know
how to shout numbers in a room.
No, but basically the beauty industry plans to take advantage of gaming integrations and multi-sensory experiences, which I absolutely love.
Because
we're already seeing some interesting gaming like and music collaborations. Like the characters coming out of that, super, super interesting. Has there ever been any makeup and gaming collaborations?
So many. No, I actually don't know.
Mac and The Sims.
The crazy successful Mac and The Sims. No, you know, I don't think there has been. And I think, did we speak about it here on this podcast, or did I do it on my channel, how much of a missed opportunity that was for Mac?
I think we've covered it everywhere.
Yeah. So I think it's a great idea, because think of all the amazing things you can do packaging-wise, texture-wise, you know, mm-hmm. and accessories you can sell when you're doing it with gaming as well.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. One brand that I absolutely love, and one of my favourite products, actually, of this year so far, Even Prime, their Barrier Serum by Spellbreak, they launched a special edition packaging.
Mm.
Hang on.
Oh, you know what? I forgot Wet n Wild and Pac-Man, but that wasn't the greatest collaboration of all time.
No, that sounds shit. Who cares about Pac-Man anymore?
I mean, Pac-Man's cute.
Yeah, I mean, fine. So this is the product we'll have up on our Instagram as well. And this is a special edition packaging with the game Spellbreak. Which I have no fucking clue what that is. But basically, with this product, you could unlock special in-game items, including a character skin. So I like that kind of crossover when it suits the brand. Like, Even Prime is a brand based on, which we talked about before, mm-hmm. like 90s, like gaming technology, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I do find that very, very interesting.
I do quite like that it's bringing kind of one world into another. Mm. Because I think you relate beauty just to people that are like, oh, beauty, you know, but, you mm-hmm. know, there are people that are gamers who, yes, of course, they use makeup and they love makeup. Mm-hmm. And it's not like this completely separate, completely male-dominated area, you know? Like, actually, the only gamers I follow are female, apart from one male. And there may be one, like, non-binary person. But it's mainly... But but to have that crossover with gaming, and, like you say, to unlock things like that, how is that... I don't know, how is that a trend? Isn't that just like a special packaging?
No, or... it's something that people will start doing more in the future. So
oh,
a trend
okay.
of bringing makeup. So, for example, you know, like, you get different skins in games, right?
Right.
So you can get, like, you know, I don't know, maybe Overwatch will have like a fucking ColourPop skin, you know?
Oh, ColourPop will do anything with anyone any week. Yeah. but you know what? The Sims did this with Mac. As much as we hate that collection, they had the terrible makeup within the game.
Shit.
Oh, it was so awful.
So shit.
I wish we could go back in time and warn them.
Yeah, and get someone actually decent to sort that out.
Yeah. So I can see, like, I mean, it wasn't the most successful thing that ever happened, and I think it faced a lot of criticism, and so it should have done.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is quite a fun thing to see, like, opening the game and being like, oh my god, the worst makeup I've ever seen in my life, but it's a brand you're familiar with, you know?
Yeah. One thing we're definitely seeing a lot of is the Y2K resurgence. And
we've
always talked, when we going back to doing trend reports, I think the 90s and early 2000s were one thing that we lived through and thought, this is never, ever going to be back in fashion.
Because
back then, you look at it and you think, there is nothing here that stands out as that year, as this decade. But now, when you look back, you're like, oh my god, that's
there's
really
so
like
much.
Y2K. There's so much. And they've called this for Teen Dream. So this is channeling the Y2K aesthetic.
I get
and
that.
Optimistic escapism. Teen Dream is a modern take on early 2000s nostalgia. A new generation of inclusive influencers brings smiley face names, mullets, and colourful eyeliner to the forefront as we refresh the beauty industry and celebrate self-expression.
Yeah,
which
I
genuinely
love that.
Think is happening. Mm. They actually highlight ColourPop and Lizzie McGuire as a perfect example of that, because when you do look at that, that's fucking glittery lip glosses and everything, you know, it was, I think that was a good representation of what was available back then.
I mean, it is, and it was definitely like, I mean, there's no doubt it's a teen dream because it was Lizzie McGuire, but but brands in general, I think, are bringing back this kind of more nostalgic feel to everything, with the artwork on their palettes, the color combinations as well. We went through the stage of everything going muted after Y2K, you know, and we are going back to these kind of like more sheerer textures in makeup, including eyeshadow, you know, and as much as I don't want it to come back, maybe a liquid liner will come back.
Well, in fact, colorful eyeliner is up 77% to last year. So this is people searching for it. This is it being a hashtag. This is people, you know, bringing that to their own trend forecast. So it you know, it's not just a little bit. It's you know, gaining actual popularity again.
But you know, I have seen this trend a lot, and I really, really like it on because I've seen people dressing like it, or they do things like they're remaking outfits that they've seen on like young Disney Channel stars when they were younger in that period, and it looks really, really good. And even the mullets I've been seeing on people actually look quite nice.
Well, funny you should say that, because the term mullet is up 90% to last year. So people, again, it's hashtag, it's been searched everywhere because it actually looks good.
It does look good.
It looks really good.
But it's more of like, it's not as intense as you think of mullet, where you think of like an 80s mullet. It's a little bit more modern. And I think that's a good thing about this trend, is it's not old enough yet to be retro. You know what I mean? It's old enough as in like, actually your older sister could have lived through that. You know?
Yeah. It's still like reachable.
Yeah.
Listen, speaking of graphic eyeliner, because we did mention that, that was up 304% to last year. So it's really coming in again. As well as swirl nails, it was up 450%. So we're talking about clear nails. So it's clear nails with just like one color swirly neon pattern on it. So like the really graphic kind of like, it's weird. They all have this like 90s Y2K feel to them, but very more modern art kind of take on it as well. Which I think is very nice. In the complete opposite direction, we actually, again, as every single year, have the minimal look.
Of course. There's always. It's like glowing skin and a deep lip, and that's it. There's always a minimal trend. This is a thing as well with trends. There's always something that anyone can pick from. So it's like, is it a trend, or are you just making this up? But are there numbers? Yeah.
Kind of. So soap brows, which they like presume was obviously up 142%. It's a huge trend that I feel like has been around for a long time.
It has been around kind of hit its peak for centuries. The method. And it goes back to those, you know, like the early 90s supermodel with the bushier brows, and in the 80s it was more of a shaped but unkept brow, if that makes sense. And then we went drastically to no eyebrows at all. It's almost like, you know, you desire something and you desire something else. You have that, and now you desire what you had before. And with eyebrows, it goes in that order, you know?
Well, this is the thing again. This is a bit more realistic this year round, and less of like a aspirational lifestyle, and more of a, this is what we've had to do because of the pandemic.
So
what Trend Analytics are saying is that, according to a survey by Premise, 66% of women admitted to wearing less makeup than before the pandemic outbreak, while only 16% of women started wearing even more makeup. And this is a thing, like we've said ourselves before, like, we've had no choice in probably coming out of the pandemic. People concentrate on skincare. They probably still want that less is more kind of look.
But
I think that's a millennial thing as well.
But this is the trend again coming back in. But it's always that less is more trend, and then it goes into loads and loads of makeup. It's happened before.
But I think it makes sense this time. I think this is more of a thing, because every year it's like, again, it's with skincare, isn't it? It's like every year it's like, less is more, minimalism, all that kind of stuff, and it never fucking happens. It's just something that people do anyway. But here as well,
But you know what? I find that depends on time of the year as well. Because during summer, it's all about having that natural sun-kissed skin. And people want to go for something that's comfortable as well. Whereas it comes to Christmas and everyone's like, can you just do a red lip with red diamonds on it, please?
Yeah.
It's like, I can do that.
With snow on my eyelashes. Yeah. One thing that's going to be supposedly bigger... there's this whole anti-aspirational notion towards everything in the sense that people are more willing to look at a brand as who they are as a brand rather than just mindlessly buy from someone.
And they called it what? Anti-aspirational.
So we're talking about brands who heavily focus on customer reviews and feedback, and also brands who focus on natural images that aren't highly professional and were not edited in Photoshop. I do think that's becoming more of a thing, but again, with the Gen Z brands. So we're like talking like Gen Z skincare and makeup brands. Because you're still going to see like L'Oreal and Estee Lauder and all these companies and fucking Olay, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do the same old stuff that they've been doing for decades and decades.
Olay have been really amazing with inclusivity. Mm. Recently, I've noticed a lot here in the UK anyway. Hey. They've been really changing things up. So I do have to give them
a round of applause. Yeah,
they deserve an iced gingerbread latte.
Someone get them a whimsical latte really quickly. So that's kind of like the overall feel of makeups and trends in general. I just really want to quickly go through their top 10 ingredients to watch and just point out a few, if that's okay.
This is where everyone's going to take it like too far and only use that ingredient. And then the next year is going to be like, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, don't do that. So number one is mugwort. This is something that's been popular in Korea for such a long time. Mugwort.
That sounds very wizardy.
It does. It sounds very Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
It's nice, you know, it's very soothing, it's very repairing for the skin, and a lot of brands literally sell 100% mugwort, which isn't 100%, because you've got to add stuff to it.
I can imagine that stinks.
It smells like your garden, no one else's.
Just mine.
Yeah, just yours. And it's good. See, most of these we're looking at here, so it's mugwort, we're looking at snow mushroom, which is hydrating and has been, again, used in Asia for such a long time. Snail mucin, again, used in Asia for the longest time. Yeah. So these are all K-beauty products. It's like the... centella of this year. You know, these are all Asian derived ingredients that are now becoming popular elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
One thing that I do find interesting is the tranexamic acid. This is something that's great for helping with dark spots and hyperpigmentation. Not too much research done behind it, but a lot of brands are starting to use it now.
I feel like there's so many things at the moment that claim to do that exact thing. Like everything, every product you get now is like, and it also does this to dark spots and blemishes.
So
why do we need more?
Just because I think there's better ingredients for it. So like when people kind of just concentrated on things like, you know, like AHAs and vitamin C for dark spots, there are better alternatives. I think people are just starting to include them and discover them and try and like incorporate them more into skincare.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then we had kaolin clay, which is in... it's just kaolin clay. It's in your clay mask. I don't know why that's
I was going to say, why is that one to watch?
I don't know. It's literally just clay.
That's clay.
Yeah, it's in your cat litter, for Christ's sake. Right, that's it, Robert.
Here's the thing, right? And I think with trends, it's definitely something I think brands take into consideration. But I do think a lot of trends now do come from people that are just normal yous and me's. You know, someone can start a trend online, and I don't know how this sprinkles into the fashion world, but in the consumer world, someone can start like graphic liner has always been a thing in the fashion world, but when it comes to like everyday user mazes, I feel like that's something that really kicked off online because people are doing more graphic liners, they're experimenting more with makeup. More confidence in makeup, more confidence in brands, and finding like the perfect brands and brushes to do it with. I feel like it really does make our trends now, and I feel like again it changes all the time, like every week.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know about trend forecasters, John.
Listen, we'll see. Maybe next year we can revisit this and see what happens.
Is there something you predict might happen? Forecast.
Yeah, everyone will have skin.
Everyone's going to have a chance to have skin again.
Yeah, everyone will be allowed skin more. No, do what? I really don't know. Everything's so fickle right now. Yeah. And I feel like there's just so many things coming in and going and coming in. And, you know, especially when it comes to products on the internet, products go viral so quick. And viral doesn't really mean that much anymore.
It doesn't.
And like, if you go on TikTok, you see people being like, my video went viral and it's like 60,000 views. Yeah. And it's like, when you compare it to YouTube, it's like 1 million to 8 million. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's hard to kind of tell what really is popular nowadays.
Yeah, it's difficult because on TikTok, to me, it's like everyone's selling a product one after the other. It's just trying on products quite a lot, not from the brands themselves, but from, you know, and it's like 1 week someone's doing this to their skin, the next week now they're doing this. Oh, this amazing new highlighter, this amazing new something. And then every week there's something new to try and new to do. This ingredient, it has this ingredient every single week. So it's really difficult to kind of pin down one thing. It's gone, James, the world's gone mad.
It's gone crazy. All right, then. Let's leave it at this.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, I forgot, actually, James.
Okay. Was it about trends?
Oh, yeah, it was. You know what I think is going to happen with makeup soon? Like, it's great we see all these people making amazing things online, but I really do think that kind of, like, you know, there was, like, talking about Y2K, Happy Millennium, there was a kind of, like, simplicity to makeup where it was kind of, like, one shade on the lid, and it wasn't much of a shade, it was more of, like, a glittery texture.
Yeah.
I think I see that coming back in quite a lot, like, one product on the cheek, whether that be a blush or a bronzer, quite obvious, lip colour, and just one wash of colour on the lids and a liner.
I'm on this website.
Oh, that's good news.
The top 10 influencers, skinfluencers. I'm number 8.
And what website is it, James?
This is the Trend Analytics.
Yeah. Awesome to print you a certificate.
Yeah, do I... Hello, you owe me a certificate.
Well,
when was this written, though? Like 2 years ago? No. Oh, it's recent. Oh, cool. Well, there we go then.
Well, that was pretty awesome news.
I'm going to share that. That's interesting.
What great news. You end it. This is, let me shake my drink.
Oh, that's it. I just really need a wee.
Right. Well, we would love to know what you think is coming back in trend.
Yeah, let us know if you've noticed anything that you are noticing before the trend forecasters get to it.
Has something come back to haunt you from your past?
Yeah, say it now in the comments so you can be like, I already predicted that.
Yeah, actually, I predicted this 2021.
Like, ages ago.
2021 prediction, 21.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Screen print it. Yeah. Send it to your friend. Send it to yourself in one of those emails that send you it a year later.
Put in a time capsule.
Bury it in a garden.
Bury it. Set a reminder for a year's time.
Yeah.
Dig it up. Time capsule.
These things are important.
Important.
Take this podcast, put it in a time capsule.
Time capsule. Bury it in garden. Dig it up. Listen, you can follow us on social media.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know what it is, though, do you?
I feel like that's going to be a big thing for next year's social media.
Yes, social media.
What are we doing? What is this? This is our podcast. So it's at the Double Cleanse Podcast on Instagram.
That's it. That's all we have.
That's it. And then we have our joint channel, The Welsh Twins. Join us over there for frivolities.
Frivolities. And we'll see you over there. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
See you soon.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.